Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson as she recaps Tuesday's special school board meeting. In that meeting, the new revised 2020-2021 school district calendar was approved, as well as just some stuff when it comes to the general obligation bonds regarding the new middle school. I guess first off, Cassie, when it comes to the meeting yesterday, quick meeting, kind of talk about what was accomplished in that quick special meeting.
Yeah, probably the most important part was the calendar. We have added 2 half days for students, so we're excited to be able to start on August 20th. Instead of having to wait till Monday, August 24th. So students will come back to school on Thursday, the 20th, and have an early out that day. And then on Friday, they will also have early outs then on Monday and Tuesday the following week. And then we'll start back into full days. Being able to start just a few days early, we believe, is going to help kids get back in the swing of things and get to take a weekend. Coming back on a Monday after we've been off for 5 months, we thought was going to be pretty rough on everybody. So one of the governor's proclamations has allowed us to come back just a few days early, and we are going to take advantage of that.
Now, when it came to the rest of the meeting, obviously you guys had the general obligation bonds towards the new middle school project. Kind of been a little bit quiet since you guys got that approved, but take us through why that needed to be done during the meeting on Tuesday.
Yep, so they passed the resolution to go ahead and put those bonds out for bid. We actually are keeping our fingers crossed here. Those are out to bid now then, and we will look at the bids at our June 8th meeting. And the bids that have come in this week for some other school districts came in very favorable for interest rates, even quite a bit lower than what we had anticipated, which means that gives us more money for our project and less money we're going to end up paying in interest. So we're very hopeful that environment will stay true here in the next few weeks. And so when we get to actually open the bid packages for the bonds, that it looks good and we'll have the maximum amount of money for our middle school project and hopefully a little less money going towards interest.
Now, when it comes to, you talked to there, it's the end of the year now, you're getting into June, your next school board meeting will be June 8th. This time of year, it's usually the celebration time, but it's kind of already came early as the kids have been out now for a couple months now. But going forward, as things, I don't want to say get back to normal, but things start to materialize and there's things going forward in the summertime, what are some of the things that parents and students need to maybe pay attention for when it comes to summer? I know when it comes to the district, there was fuel meal distribution going on. I knew the Knoxville Food Youth Initiative is a big thing during the summertime. So take us through, what are some of the things that parents and students should be paying attention for this summer?
We're very grateful for the Knoxville Food Youth Initiative. They're going to continue doing the drive-through meals, and that will be happening on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, just like the meals that we have been providing the last couple months. So families in our school district will continue to be able to access those meals Monday, Wednesday, and Friday throughout the summer. And we think that's just a great benefit here in our community, and we are grateful to Knoxville Food Youth Initiative for picking that up. That will start this coming Monday, June 1st. And then later in June, on June 28th, we will be celebrating our 2020 seniors with a graduation ceremony at the Knoxville Raceway. We're very excited about that. It will not be limited in spectators. So anyone who wants to attend that graduation ceremony is welcome to do so. It will be at 5 p.m. on Sunday, June 28th at the Knoxville Raceway. And then on July 1st, our return to learn plans are due to the Department of Education, and that will help us understand how we are planning to come back in the fall. I'm hopeful that our kids will be back in school. So things are still changing daily, so that might not end up being the case. But right now, we're hopeful that kids will be able to come back, be in our buildings, be with friends, get their education from their teachers who have worked so hard to make this work online for the last few months. But they missed the kids, and we're just very hopeful that the fall of 2020, it'll feel a little bit more normal.
Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.